USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve Chairman has good news and bad news as the pandemic continues. Jerome Powell yesterday predicting some dire numbers for the U.S. economy in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, but also saying that things should rebound by the end of this year.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things. It's very plausible that the economy will take some time to gather momentum.
Powell saying yesterday on CBS's 60 Minutes that unemployment could reach 25%, and he expects job losses to continue into next month, but he says many of those losses will be temporary and not permanent. Tropical Storm Arthur bringing heavy winds and rains to North Carolina's coast, but it's expected to veer eastward into the ocean later today. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a report that says President Trump has been hacked by some malicious actors, and we get more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A well-known hacking group claims to have dirty laundry on President Trump and is threatening to publish it next week if their ransom isn't paid. They're demanding a ransom of $42 million. The hackers are the cyber criminal Revil ransomware operators. The group has had a long history of attacks, including the one against Travelex. The most recent being the ransomware attack against the New York lawyers whose clients include Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Bruce Springsteen.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it's imperative to craft a new coronavirus stimulus bill soon, telling CBS's Face the Nation that time is of the essence. She says hunger and unemployment are not going on pause for Americans as they deal with the pandemic. Republicans in the Senate say the measure is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.